And God has given us a lighthouse. He's given us a light. He's given us hope that shows us where we are, so we know where we are in human history, and then he gives us the word to tell us how to navigate the dangerous waters that we're in. And our hope is Jesus. I mean, we know that. But in chapter 2 of Joel, verses 1 to 17, the hope specifically is the fact that God is on the move. He's moving. And the same God who's moving in judgment is a God who is loving. So open your Bibles are open because we just read that. So let's look together at the fact that God is moving in our world today. And I often get questions when I do interviews, and the person will ask me, Ann, how do you see God moving in the world? And I know what they're looking for. You know, you seeing churches getting filled with people and people going to Bible study, and you see people repenting of their sin, and when you give the invitation, are people just packed out at the altar and people getting it? And, you know, they're wanting evidence of God's movement to be answers to prayer and blessing and miracles. And sometimes God moves like that. Praise God. But sometimes when God moves, it's not pleasant. And we never think that when disasters and the harbingers come, that that's evidence that God is moving in our world. But God is moving. And so in chapter 2, verse 1, it says, blow the trumpet. Get people's attention. And I told you last night that first trumpet blast was to arouse the people, to let them know there's an invading army or there's something they need to rally to push back the enemy. It was an alarm that was going off. In fact, in that same verse, it says, sound the alarm. And it's just another way of saying, blow the trumpet, sound the alarm, let the people know this is not a drill, this is the real thing.